into retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past ones, we'd love it if you came out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. We also invite you to come out to our YouTube channel. You can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory in the search engine and find us and subscribe, and then you're notified every time we have a new video. So thanks so much for joining us today. As you know, we always bring in my wonderful co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, so glad to have you on the show again.
Well, thank you, Jenna. I'm excited about this topic. So what are we going to be talking about? Share with our listeners.
Yeah, well, we're in the last quarter, right? Last quarter of the year, and it's the perfect time to hit pause, take a step back, and check in with our financial health.
Yes.
Today's episode is all about smart year-end financial planning, so you can minimize your tax burden, make the most out of your money, and really set yourself up for a strong start to the new year.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a great topic, and I think when you have a financial checklist that, you know, our listeners will be able to call in and get as well, if they really want to take action, you know, what do you talk about right today or right away?
Yeah, well, at any time, whether it's now or later in the year, people can call in and request a year-end financial planning checklist. Whether you're an individual, a family, or a small business owner, this checklist really just makes sure that you close the books on this year with confidence. And it really just reminds you of a lot of the things that we're going to talk about today. Just so, like we talked about, you can just finish the year strong and make sure you're not missing anything financially.
Yeah.
If people want to get that checklist, they can always give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 to schedule a year-end review, and we can give them that checklist. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Well, that sounds great. I know this time of year is important to, you know, make sure that things are taken care of before December 31st, and that's a magic number right there.
Yes.
And so, you know, let's start with a financial review. Before you plan ahead, you need to understand where you stand right now, right, Jenna? And I know that you do ongoing reviews with your clients based on their needs specifically. What are some of the key areas to review before the year ends?
Yeah, well, the key areas to review, really you need to take a look at your spending. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Did your budget hold up? Where were any major unexpected expenses? And if you're retired, it's important to ask yourself, are the investments, the money you're taking out of those investments enough to cover your lifestyle comfortably? And then, of course, there's savings. Jacqueline, you and I always talk about how important it is to have that emergency fund.
Yes.
And, you know, there's different savings goals that people may have for a vacation. Jacqueline, I bet you have a vacation fund, don't you?
Well, I do. And I'm actually about to use it.
Ooh, where are we going? We'll get down to business, I promise. Have you decided?
Yes. Well, next weekend, we're taking a date or a weekend trip up to Canada for just a driving. And then in December, we're taking a family cruise.
Ooh, I love that. I know you love to travel. So good job.
You're it's definitely about time.
Here, right?
Yes. Yes.
Canada is beautiful. So we'll have to hear all about that. And I want to hear about the cruise, too. So but yes, it's important to have those savings goals and just take a look at, did we meet those goals? And if you're still working, did you max out retirement contributions? And then as far as debt goes, did you make progress or are you paying down loans or credit card debt? Mm-hmm. And then as far as investments go, How did your portfolio perform? Did you rebalance it this year? And a good question to ask yourself is, has your risk tolerance changed? As far as income, any major changes? Oh, there's no major changes for you, are there, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah, a lot of changes. Let's just keep it short at that.
Yeah, exactly. So a job, a raise, how about that income? Any side hustles? And then there's, of course, taxes. You know, did you max out your retirement contributions to help potentially reduce taxes? How are you doing on estimated taxes for the year? So we'll be talking about all these things. But if you haven't already, this is a good time to pull together those statements and maybe even use a budgeting app to get a snapshot of really where you spent money this year and just take a look at your expenses. You know, is there anything that maybe you could cut or bring down?
Yeah. And those are some important questions. I mean, there's a lot that you just shared and a lot to unpack there too, but they're so important, all of them. And, you know, it's whether there's just little changes, big changes, it's so important. But I like the one that you said, you know, about taxes. So let's start there. You know, the clock is ticking and year end is your last chance to make some of the moves that could reduce your 2025 tax bill. And so, Jenna, what are some of the things that we need to consider in this specific area for our planning?
Yeah, this is my favorite one to talk about. I just love talking about tax planning because there's so much you can do to really end the year strong here. Again, you want to ask yourself, did you max out your retirement contributions? So the 401k limit in 2025 is $23,000, $30,500 if you're 50 or older, but they have a special catch-up between ages 60 to 63 that actually allows you to contribute even $11,200 more than that $30,500. If you want to really max out those contributions. And then, of course, traditional IRA, which is deductible depending on income limits. And then there's that health savings account, which is a triple tax advantage. The other thing, Jacqueline, is have you heard of harvesting tax losses?
I haven't. What are those?
Ooh, this is definitely a savvy strategy. So for those people that have, we'll call them just regular brokerage accounts, not in IRAs. If there are some stocks that are in the red, you could consider selling those off before the end of the year to really offset gains. And so for those of you that really want to go full throttle with this, it's important to partner with your CPA, or you can get some pretty high-end tax planning software if you want to do it yourself. But usually there's some sort of cost to that. I will tell you, we have a very popular portfolio called our tax advantaged portfolio with Gradient Investments, and that will automatically do this for you without you having to pay a fee to a CPA. So our clients are loving our tax advantage portfolio because, again, automatically it will harvest losses to offset gains without having to pay some high fee to a CPA or something to do that planning. Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
Yep. The other tax planning strategy is charitable giving, you know, donating to a qualified charity that you feel passionate about. And that's really a feel-good move. And so if you need ideas on maybe which charity to contribute to and you want to know if they're legit and really steward those funds wisely, you can go to a website that I like to show people called charitynavigator.com. And it'll really help you line up your passions to those charities. And they rank them as far as how they spend the money and, you know, what they've done and the impact they make. So charitable giving is another tax planning strategy. And then, of course, there's RMDs, right? Required minimum distributions. We talk about that a lot, don't we, Jacqueline?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're pretty important.
Yeah, because if you don't take them out, you can get a pretty big penalty, right? Before the end of the year.
Yeah, and we do not want Uncle Sam knocking on our door or stealing our money.
Exactly. So for those of you that are 73 or older, you're required to take minimum distributions from your pre-tax accounts like IRAs, 401ks, or similar accounts by December 31st. Or like we said, you could get a penalty. Now, I always recommend that people get these in to the companies where the assets are held before December 1st to ensure they get processed. And I'll tell you, Jacqueline, we always get calls from our clients kind of close to the end of the year, even though I should back up and say, we always try to send emails this time of the year and call our clients to remind them to get their RMD forms filled out and back to us before December 1st. Mm-hmm. But you know how it is around the holidays. Sometimes people get busy and they forget. So every once in a while, usually we'll have one or two clients that'll call us kind of right around the holidays saying, you know, can we get this RMD form into the company? And we always, you know, get it to the company right away after they sign it with a lot of urgency, because they're getting so many requests towards the end of the year. If you don't get it in before December 1st, it's a little iffy on whether or not it'll get processed before the end of the year. So any RMDs, required minimum distributions, or Roth conversions, any of those types of requests, really you want to get in before December 1st.
Yeah. Right? So I think that's a great option to start now. I mean,
yeah,
with Halloween in next week, and then we have, you know, Thanksgiving soon after that, and then Christmas. I mean, there's a lot of holidays during this time. And so why shouldn't the, you know, your clients start doing that now?
Yes. Yeah. I could not agree more. And then another smart move is if you're 70 and a half or older, you can do something called a qualified charitable distribution, or QCD, mm-hmm. Where you can donate up to $10,000 directly to a charity from your IRA, and then it counts towards your RMD if you're over 73, tax-free. So again, you can donate some money from your IRA to a charity tax-free. And then Roth conversions, we always talk about those. If you're in a lower tax bracket this year, it may be smart to convert part of your traditional IRA to a Roth. And yeah, you're going to pay the taxes now, but you get tax-free withdrawals later as long as you take it out after 5 years. So that can be good for you, but also potentially for your heirs if you want to leave a legacy to your family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jenna, these are great tips. And I know our viewers and listeners are probably really appreciating those as well, because taxes are a big concern. You know, we don't want to change the tax bracket for ourselves. We just, and again, we do not want Uncle Sam coming at our door or stealing our money. So these are great tips. Thank you for sharing. And I, of course, you know, our listeners should be sure that they have a great CPA or really anybody to tailor those strategies to your specific situation.
Yes. Yes. I could not agree more. You've really got to have someone that understands taxes. And now that we talked about taxes, Jacqueline, the other thing people need to be considering before year end is just being strategic with saving and investing. Those goals that we always talk about. So we've got to have that emergency fund. Do you remember, Jacqueline, how much I always say that we should have saved for emergencies?
I want to say 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
3 to 6 months of expenses. Okay. Yeah. Good job. You've been listening. I love it. and really you want to ask yourself, when it comes to an emergency fund, you really want to put the money that you have earmarked for that in something safer and liquid, like a money market account or a high yield savings account. The other thing is college savings, like 529 plans. Many states offer tax incentives for year-end contributions. And then there's rebalancing your portfolio. Does your asset allocation need to be reviewed? Maybe your risk tolerance has changed. Now is really the time to be working with your financial advisor to bring that back in line if it's not aligned with your goals. Mm-hmm. And then here's the big one. You know, if you've got your emergency fund set up and you're still working, are you saving 10 to 15% of your gross income if you're still working towards retirement? If not, consider automating your savings every month to really get your money going either into things like a 401k, if you get a match, IRAs or brokerage accounts. But again, if you automate it, you won't even miss the money, hopefully, if you keep it going automatically. And if you receive a holiday bonus or extra income this year, really consider how that fits into your long-term plan. It's very tempting to splurge something like that, though, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to go back to, you know, saving 10 to 15% of your income. And I know that that can sometimes be hard during the holidays if it's not automatic. You know, you're going to be spending typically spend more money during these next coming months. And so, you know, but making sure to put your savings where it should go and make sure that it is in savings. And like you said, I mean, the holiday bonuses or the extra income, you know, if you automatically put that in savings, then you don't really, you know, recognize it. Again, we kind of talk about girl math here, right? I mean, if it's just automatic and you don't see it, then it's not in your brain that you can spend it. So, I mean, but yes, it would be easy to splurge that bonus, but your future self will thank you if you can save it for long-term security. And so what about the small business owners, Jenna? What do they need to keep in mind?
Yeah, well, again, thank you for sharing your thoughts on the bonus and how important it is to save. So those small business owners, you've got a few things to think about right now. Quarterly taxes. Make sure your quarter four payments are lined up. You don't want to put those off, right? And keep up with the taxes if you're a small business owner. Think about the business deductions. You know, with the big, beautiful tax bill, there have been a new deductions for business owners. So make sure you're up to speed with those with your CPA. But think about equipment, mileage, a home office. You can really track them now. And then retirement plans for business owners, SEP IRAs, solo 401ks, you may still have time to contribute. Usually for last year, you would have had to have gotten that in by October 15th. You can talk to your CPA, though, for next year to see which one makes sense for you if you didn't get it in this year based on the type of business you have. But all of these small business retirement plans can really make a big difference in potentially reducing taxes for you. And then invoicing, you know, chase down any unpaid invoices to improve cash flow before the year end. And really, don't forget if you're a business owner that your business income affects your personal taxes too. So proactive planning can pay off big time, especially with those retirement plans that we talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is great for small business owners to keep in mind all of this. I know you always say how important it is for small business owners to make sure that they have their succession plan done as well, right, Jenna?
Yes, yes.
And so what is their plan with the business when they retire or pass on? I mean, that's pretty important. And talking to a great attorney that specializes in working with small business owners specifically is key and a great thing to also take care of at the end of the year.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Sometimes as small business owners, we can get really busy taking care of everyone else, you know, employees, clients, and that's so important with such a heart to serve. But we also really need to make sure that we are putting our business and making sure we're in a good place succession wise. If retirement is down the road or if for some reason a business owner passed away. And that brings me to my next point. It's really important before year end to look at your estate and legacy planning. So it's a really good idea. Jacqueline, you know how important this is too. People really need to keep up with their beneficiary designations, don't they? Yes. I mean, that is critical to review before the end of the year, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and all the time, I think. You know, Jenna, you and I did an episode about this. And so for our viewers and listeners, go check that episode out because, you know, yes, it's so important before year end, but it's also important to keep up to date on that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. And life gets busy, but especially if you've had any big changes in your family, like you get married or you get divorced or, you know, something
calling
like that,
me out or here
somebody
or what?
Passes away and yeah, somebody passes away in your family, you've got to get those updated. And I got to share just a quick story about that. You know that I love Ed Slott's tax training, right, Jacqueline?
Yes. Yes. We talk about it a lot.
I never talk about that, do I? But he's a very famous CPA, and he trains, you know, other CPAs, but other financial advisors as well, just to make sure we stay up to date with all the latest tax legislation and how it pertains to investments. And he told a story about a woman that I would like to share. And I usually talk about this at some of my trainings, but she had really gone through a tough divorce. And she wanted to make sure her ex-husband did not get a dime of her money when she passed away. Mm-hmm. Right? Understandable.
Yeah.
They had three kids together and she had gotten remarried. So she really wanted to make sure she had it on her heart that her new husband and her three kids would get this money when she passed away. She wanted to make sure that she left them a legacy.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline, she had a good amount of money in her 401k, about $1 million. And that was the main amount that she just really wanted to make sure her family got when she passed away. So she went out and spent a good amount of money with an estate planning attorney to get a trust created. And after she got the trust created, the estate planning attorney told her, okay, we've got this done. I've drawn up all the documents. Now you go and fund the trust. But she didn't really understand what that meant. Hmm. She thought that because she had gotten the trust done, that she was protected from probate and that her new husband and kids would get all the money when she passed away. Jacqueline, guess who got the money when she passed away? The 401k.
Tell me it is not the ex-husband.
It was the ex-husband.
What? Why? Yep.
Well, the reason why is because even though she got this big fancy trust drawn up with the attorney, she forgot to make one update. She forgot to go to where that 401k company was held at, which was Fidelity, yeah, and actually change the beneficiary form to the trust.
What?
Because when you pass away, whatever is listed on the beneficiary form overrides a will or a trust. So because she still had the ex-husband listed as a beneficiary on her 401k, he got the $1 million 401k. Isn't that sad?
Wow. Wow. Well, that's awful. I mean, I could not imagine. Jenna, I mean, wow. Well, we are running out of time for today's episode. So, Jenna, I mean, these are all great tips, great strategies, great questions to keep in mind. You know, what are some things that people should be thinking about when they are getting ready for 2026? Maybe we can look more at the positive now, right?
Yeah. Well, the other thing that people need to think about if they're pausing and really thinking about next year is that, you know, you really want to ask yourself, what are my goals for 2026? And you and I both love goals, don't we, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to ask yourself, you know, as you pause during the holidays, I know I always take, like, you know, right around Christmas time into New Year's to really think about this year, but also really look at next year. What are the goals? What do you want to see happen next year? Do you want to spend more time with your family, travel, volunteer? Is there a way you can simplify your life and really consolidate old 401ks or accounts that are out there and stop getting a million different statements to try to manage everything? Yes. Are you drawing income in the most tax efficient way possible? And really, the big question to ask yourself financially, you know, are you on track to meet your savings goals? If not, maybe you need to do something different in 2026. So we, again, just love helping people really look at their goals. And I think it's really important to start with the end in mind. So when you're putting together your goals for next year, you know, what is your end goal? And then you can back into it from there with strategies on how to get there. And Jacqueline, don't you think it's important to write down these goals with clear deadlines?
Yes. I mean, Jenna, you and I have, I think we did a whole episode on that too, and how you and I just prefer writing things down. And, you know, as far as our faith, I like to write things on my mirror, you know, at the beginning of the day. So this is what I see. This is what I'm heading towards. And, you know, for today, and like Bible verses or whatever it is, right? I mean, having it written down in front of you just means so much more.
I agree. I could not agree more. And even the vision board or just yes. something visually that you can look at on an ongoing basis. So retirement is a great time. I mean, you really enjoy your life and the fruits of all your labor. But even if you're retired, you know, staying proactive with your finances helps you just really do that. Enjoy your retirement with confidence and peace of mind. So we are, you know, definitely happy to get that year-end financial planning checklist out to everyone to make sure that they don't forget some of the things that we talked about and finish the year strong, but also help people set goals and look at what they want to accomplish next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this kind of wraps up our year-end planning guide for retirees. But I mean, just an overall vision is to spend a little time now on this. And this can help you avoid real costly mistakes and set the stage for a healthy, happy, and financially secure, you know, next year and beyond. And so how can our listeners get a hold of you, Jenna, to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation and get that year-end planning, you know, financial checklist?
Yeah, they can give us a call for the complimentary consultation to schedule that at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Well, perfect. And you can always visit beaconwealthadvisory.com. And Jenna, thank you for this episode. And that does it for this episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.